Louis Pez, Deontay.
Hey, Deontay, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Miss Amy?
I'm doing good, too. Yeah, you guys seeing some weather out there?
Yes, ma'am. We are definitely getting a little chilly out here. Definitely.
Oh, that's good.
And what about you guys? How's the weather up there? You're in California, right?
Yeah, but we're about, I don't know, 45 minutes from the fires or so. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and it's been super windy and chilly, actually.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
How chilly is it up there?
Right now it's 50 degrees.
Must be nice. I would.
Well, I didn't grow up, I grew up in California, but I grew up in the colder part. So, when you wake up, it's like, you know, below freezing and stuff, like in the high desert, but.
I grew up in Florida, so
you grew up where it's muggy and buggy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I was there in December the year before, and I was wearing shorts the whole time. I was really glad I came from California where I had gotten my spray tan because.
Right. Yes. You said you went in December, so yeah, it was about 70 degrees right there.
Yeah, I was still wearing shorts, you know, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's what I miss about Florida. You know, in the wintertime, it's still, you know, sunny and 75 for the most part. But we get our little chilly spells, you know, so, occasionally, but it's nothing like, you know, definitely like here we have like, let me see, it's like 20 something degrees right now, 25
nice.
Degrees. Left.
See, and so. I just feel like you have to have that once in a while. Like, just to make sure you can really survive life, you know?
Definitely, yeah. See what you made out of, you know?
Exactly,
so.
You know? I feel like it's, and plus I like to pull the sweaters out once in a while and wear the sweaters and stuff, you know? So, I don't know. I'm a sweatshirt and sweater kind of person, so.
Well, I had you on my mind the other day, Miss Amy.
Okay.
I definitely had you on my mind right there. I still want to do it, Miss Amy, but I'm just, once again, it's still a little slow right now. So, and I actually had to replace my transmission in my work truck for the second time in 2 years right now. So, maybe like the 1st of February, maybe I could definitely pull the trigger. But I was ready for it until like I said, I had to put $4,000 in this transmission, which put me behind, Miss Amy. So I'm trying right now. I do have some questions though with the this weekend I got the chance to go through some of my Google Guarantee calls and trying to see some of the calls I've been billed for, that I was charged for the guarantee. Mm-hmm. Some of those wasn't accurate. And they don't have the tab no more to review it, to review the calls anymore.
Wow.
I don't know
how do we go about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. So what we can do is I can schedule a call from the team with Google Guarantee, our Google Guarantee team, the client support team there, and they can review with you like what the options are on that, so we can go ahead and get something on the books for you. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, Amy, because you trying to sell me some stuff, and you call me, and it's like, hey, I need some help. So
it's perfectly fine. It's no worries at all. I'm here to help. I'm about promoting what's best for the client at all times. And by doing that, eventually you're gonna wind up getting the services that, you know, it's not just about the sale. Like, I'm about client satisfaction and overall health of the client account. So every step I take towards scheduling something or helping something or a different department, which I had dabble in each department. So, you know, it's all good. It's what I'm getting at. Let's see here. Okay. So I can schedule, what time are you available today? Do you have your information and you're ready to discuss this today, or you want to discuss it a different day?
So tomorrow would probably be a better day for me to discuss it.
Okay.
Tomorrow afternoonish.
Pick a time, because I'm going to schedule it and the technician's going to call you from the 877 number. So I want to make sure you're ready.
What time? What do you have anything after 4?
I do. I have 4:30, We have 5, 5:30, 6, and 6:30.
Let's do 5.
5, you got it. So we're going to... All right. And then a member of our team is going to reach out from the client support Google Guarantee team, and you're going to get this email come through. It's going to say on there, LSA, which is local service, add CNC, client needs contact call, and it's going to have your first and last name. It's going to serve as a placeholder in the Google calendar. That way they can go ahead and call you. You'll get a reminder before the appointment time, and they'll reach out to review the calls, okay?
Awesome, Amy. I really appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. Yeah. And I have you put in for February. Let's see here. I've got a set callback set for February 3rd or 4th. Okay.
Okay.
I'll speak with you then.
Good.
Okay.
That sounds good. You have a great day, and you stay warm out there.
You as well.
Phase 2. Hopefully everything doesn't go crazy with that fires. Are the fires better now? Or
I feel like they are. I don't really watch the news, to be honest with you. I don't.
Definitely.
I don't have cable. I don't do none of that. Like, it's just kind of whatever I hear, or like I'll pop on the internet once in a while to have a look. Everything's, the sky looks better. So.
do you think that people are starting these fires right there? Like,
I've
been hearing like all kind of stuff. And, like, for example, the same thing in Maui, like, before, because Maui was supposed to be, like,
too.
A smart city.
Yes.
And then I know around there were supposed to be a smart city or something like that as well. Then the fire started again. So it's like, something's a little fishy, in my opinion, right there.
Agreed. 100%. Yeah, 100%. And I mean, it just doesn't happen like that. And where it happened in, like, one of the richest parts where...
Definitely.
The people whose homes burnt down aren't going to miss it. You know, like they have so much money. It's disgusting. And they literally like burned down paradise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like,
definitely. So. No, I agree right there, which I still, it sucks losing anything regardless, you know, but no, at least, you know, they have the chance to rebuild, I guess. But, you know, I just wish positivity on everybody, and hopefully, you know, this shall too pass. So, you know.
Well, I'm just grateful I'm not consumed by the almighty dollar, and and I'm not controlled by the government, and I don't buy into their baloney, you know, because if I did, then I would be victim to all that, you know.
I agree. Yeah.
And I'm just super grateful that I have a mind of my own and that I don't rely on the news. I don't even watch it. Like, I have friends who actually, like, get sick. We're getting sick, like heart attacks, like getting ill. And then they stopped watching the news. They were like, I'm going to stop watching the news. We're going to watch the news 1 hour a week. And I was like, oh, you don't even need it that often. If it's important enough, you'll figure it out.
You know? Yeah. I actually, during the coronavirus, when that happened, I stopped watching the news, just because, you know, it creates all kind of trauma and all of that. And that was the best thing I ever did. I don't just run to the TV for things, and I don't have cable. You know, I don't really put too much time into TV anyways, just because I feel like it kind of wraps you up and it, you know what I mean? It takes time.
Yeah.
And you should be doing other things. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
I'm with you.
I love my sleep. I'd rather be sleeping. Or watch a show that's actually interesting to me. You know, I don't need all the destruction and sadness and, you know, like, I don't know. I've lived a life that I created a lot of that kind of, unhappiness and, you know, and you can find it anywhere. Like, I've turned my life around. I gave it to God and I live a different way, you know?
You been saying me? Okay, I hear you. I love that. That's awesome right there.
You know?
Sounds like you got your stuff together.
That's it. We got to spread positivity and love and light. And not that it's always like that. I mean, some days are, God bless America, why do I have to be awake, you know? But,
definitely. It's about helping each other out, like you said. You know, like, you know, passing it forward, reaching out the hand and trying to help out people. So I agree. I'm with you. Life is too short just to be money, 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 and me, me, me.
Well, and the Lord will bless that. You'll get the money that you need. You know what I mean? If you just do what he's asking you to do on the regular and not complain about it and do it from your real heart, you know, as much to your capacity.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I'm always able to, you know, I don't always feel like it, you know, and on those days, you know, I got asked for help, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, that's how that goes, you know?
You are awesome to talk to, Ms. Amy. I really enjoyed our conversation right there. And you don't get that personality and personable, you know, like that. And, you know, but that's just you anyways. You don't care. You just, I feel like you like me. You are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or hate it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I'm gonna show up tomorrow and keep being me, you know, the best version of me that I can be, because I lived a life for a long time that wasn't, it was just a very broken life. I had a very tough childhood. I just lived a very, very broken life. You know, I did terrible things to my body. I did horrible things to my mind. I was not good to myself for a very long time. And, it's just not, you know, I got to set the right example for my son and for the people around me who I made it out by the grace of God. I made it out. And I was able to pull myself up only with God's help. It has nothing to do with me. And I give that credit. And then from there, you know, you just got to make sure that you're trying every day for him, not for yourself, you know?
Amen. It sounds like you got an amazing testimony. And of course, you know, I have that as well. But that's amazing that you knew he was with you the whole time.
It didn't always feel like that, though.
It doesn't, but you know, sometimes we go through things, and then when we get to that other place to where we at, you know, we're able to help so many more people and touch so many people.
That's
and that testimony is strong. You know what I mean? Like you haven't
that's
even told
exactly
it, it's strong already. You know?
Yep, that's exactly it. I try to help as many others as I can. I have about 9 women that I get the opportunity to sponsor. And it's nothing to do with me. Like everyone, oh my gosh, that's so many girls. And it's like, it's nothing to do with me. God makes the time. God makes the space. It's nothing to do with me. I'm just trying to stay willing. You know what I mean? And when I don't want to do it, I do it anyway. And when I want to sit in front of the TV, I don't, you know, like you have to cut yourself off from the flesh.
Definitely. You're 100% correct. Ms. Amy, do you got a Facebook or anything, or can I ask you that or no?
Yeah. No, you could definitely ask that. I could send the link over, over to you text. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just try to do the best I can and be the best I can be. I'm not perfect by any means, but man, I got a second and third chance at life. You know,
wow,
I got a
second
and third chance. God gave me a second chance, and then he gave me it. When I screwed up that second chance, he gave me a third chance. And, you know, for that,
he's definitely forgiving God. Yeah, he's a forgiving God, and he gave me chance after chance as well. And, you know, that's the thing about that free will. You know, he gives us that free will.
Right.
That's very important right there. So,
and I'm doing a study right now where it's like Adam and Eve. And it's in the beginning, it's the women of the Bible. We're starting with Eve, you know what I mean? And I'm learning so much about it. I'm learning so much about when the fall happened. And I know a lot of people blame Eve, but we were created equal in the beginning. Men and women were created equal in the beginning. And God was the Holy Trinity. We were created in the image of the Trinity, not of the man. You know?
Yeah.
And it's changing the way I look at it. It's changing the way I feel about it. And I love that. You know?
Yeah. That's awesome right there. Yeah. I've been trying to keep up with my devotions and stuff like that. This last month has been trials and tribulations. But you know what I mean? Like I said, it's, you know, I've been going through a little something, seems like, but you know, it seems like I'm kind of coming out the other side, through the storm kind of thing. You know, I've just been through a lot. Like you said, I've been through so much trauma in my life, and you know, as a child, then as an adult, then it's just crazy. But you know, look, as we stand right now, you know, we can at least, you know, use that and spread that positive of the word right there. So, and I love your energy.
You know, and I don't even like, so it's the stuff that's happened sometimes, everyone's like, I don't know, people focus too much on it, in my opinion. They focus too hard on what happened. Like, I have family members, cousins and stuff who were raised by, you know, my aunts and uncles that were the same as my mom. Like, it is generational. It does come down. But at some point, you got to take responsibility for your development. And you got to say, you know what, yes, that's how I was raised. That's how things happen to me. It is, they do own a portion of the fault for how I turned out, but I'm grown now and I gotta change it because I don't like the way it feels. But so many people continue to just place blame instead of work on change and get to where they want to be, that they stay unhappy their whole lives. And
I agree. No, I just want to touch on that. No, like what you said,
wild,
that is very,
you know?
Like, listen, like, you know, the thing about it is, you know, trauma, and you know, like you just said, like I feel like, you know, I was like, oh, of course, why me? And you know what I mean, I went through trauma. But then when you actually break it down, you see that your parents went through trauma, and then they didn't mean to, but they put that trauma on you, you know. And it wasn't intentionally, but you know, we're so blessed in this day and age because we didn't have the tools and the guidance that we have today to be able to navigate and be able to get help to say, hey, you know, I need counseling. You know, I need to go to therapy.
This is where that internet comes in handy to us, right?
Yes.
Now it's handy to us because we have more tools at our fingertips. And it's what I'm going to tell you, one of the most amazing things, Deontay, is this, is because of my, what's happened to me and my, the way that God's helped me change my life, I've been able to pour that out to my mother. And instead of that being a blame and it's your fault, this is what happened to me, you suck, it's terrible, can you believe all the chaos in my life? No, I've been able to turn to my mother and say, yes, these things happen, but how do you want to heal? And she's coming on the journey too. And she turned her life over. And, you know, it's just totally changed our dynamic and our relationship. And she's learning to heal from her traumas at 65 years old. Like,
amazing.
Isn't it amazing that through me, exactly, like I got to be a vessel to help with somebody that I love the most in this whole world to change how she feels on the inside. Because at the end of the day, it's about how you feel. What are you doing to change that? You know, and this is the other thing I'll say is so much has happened, and I'm not always reminded of that daily because I let go of it. I'm reminded in the moment when somebody else is sharing and it's like, oh yeah, you know what? I have a story similar to that, but this is how I made it out. Instead of hanging on to that trauma, it's not everybody wants to heal from that. Sometimes you'll say that, like, listen, so this is my experience similar to that, but I know the way out. Like, hey, if you try this way, maybe you could get out too, you know, but they don't want that. They don't want that because who are they? Who's their identity without that trauma and that negativity and that ugliness? They're so scared. They live in self-centered fear,
place.
You know?
Yeah, that's a dark place when you let go of that trauma. You don't know where to go, how to go.
Exactly.
I agree. Like, it's crazy. you know, and like you said, I didn't even realize I had trauma until I went to therapy, and I actually start talking about my life, and then I broke down, start crying. I'm like, oh my god, like, this is not,
and then the therapist was like, you have PTSD. I'm all, me? Me? He's like, have you listened to yourself? And so I looked back and I was like, oh man, I guess you're right. Like, it never dawned on me. Literally never dawned on me.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm looking in the mirror right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. But yeah, that's just what it is. But like you did, I use that, you know, as with my parents, I use that as positivity. And, you know, forgiveness is not about, it's about me.
It's about
It's about yourself.
How do I
want to
feel tomorrow? You know?
Yes. But the most, and I'm going to tell you how, and I know you probably got to go, but I'm going to tell you the most strongest thing that touched me, that allowed me to open up my heart.
Please.
And I was reading my devotions. And it was, you know, I don't know I don't know the severity of it, but it was, Jesus was on the cross. He, you know, he had his thorn crown on, and the first thing that he said was, forgive them, they don't know what they have done. Like, that, and when I broke down, and I broke down at that point because he was seeing him that, you know, like, he's on a cross, you know, getting crucified.
A criminal's dead.
And, yes, and and he doesn't have hate in his heart.
No,
you know what I mean?
No malice.
No, you know what I mean? And he said forgive them. So if he can forgive his enemies, how can we not forgive our enemies?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
If he can forgive us, if he could get up there and still die for us, knowing how sinful and wicked our hearts are no matter what, and still say forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Who are we?
Who are we, girl?
Who are you? Like, who are you to say or judge, you know? Yeah, I agree.
So that was definitely my, you know, my turning point to help me out right there.
That's beautiful. And you hang on to that, because that right there is going to help somebody in the last little minute of when they can't hang on no more.
It has already, Miss Amy. I can't even lie to you.
That's beautiful.
You know, and you know, it's so crazy because I'm able, like you said, able to be there for people when they need it. You know, those dark moments when they didn't think that, you know, they would make it. It's like, I didn't think I would make it out that dark moment.
Right.
You know, he brought me to people as well. So, you know, he's there. He does for me that nobody else can do. You know, but, and I'm sorry for talking, Miss Amy.
Fine. I'm grateful to have the conversation and be reminded this morning. It's a beautiful thing. He doesn't put those conversations between us for no reason either. There's some reason that we needed to be reminded of that this morning, you know?
I 100% agree with you. I love your energy, Ms. Amy. Every time you call me, I can hear it. And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Well, I got you in the calendar. They'll call you tomorrow from that 877 number. Don't forget, don't get too busy. If you need to push that appointment out, you just text back and say, hey, I need a different time, you know, so that way we can. I don't know what they can do to dispute the calls after, if it's been really long time. I don't know what they can do, but we can ask. It can't hurt to ask, okay?
Yeah, well, these are just like from last month. So, from last month. And I mean, I'm not going back looking at months and months and months.
That's your money.
Well, Miss Amy, I'm not going to lie to you. I dropped the ball, so I'm not going to go back months and months, but
right.
If I can get a couple of them adjusted, I know to look for it that I need to be, you know, cross
right.
my T's and dot my I's.
Sure. And I know that they did change the way that they're monitoring the calls, not us, Google. Okay, so Google did change the way that they're monitoring the calls as far as things go, but we do have the ability to dispute beyond that. I don't know how far back we can go. Again, I wouldn't imagine a month would be too much, but they'll be able to break that down for you, like exactly, because the thing with Google Guarantee is I call it very fluid. It's always kind of changing a little bit. They're always perfecting it because it's not like it's been around for 20 years to say, okay, this is a proven formula. But, and then the times are always changing, right? Like the way people want to receive things and this and that, and they're trying to mainline stuff. So I know that we will do to the best of our ability everything we can in order to make it right for you. But from here on out, I definitely recommend you making sure that you're monitoring that on the regular, just because you have to do the best you can on your end in order for us to do the best we can on our end, you know?
I 100% agree. And I've been slack because I felt, you know, Louisville Special got my back, you know what I mean?
Do.
But
we do.
You do, but you guys are
human.
It's a bigger picture kind of thing as well. So
exactly.
I need to be crossing my T's just like you guys as well. I agree. I gotta start checking. Do you recommend doing it weekly or monthly? What do you think?
I definitely recommend weekly. Just making a little bit of time once a week to pop in there and say, okay, this call was accurate. This call was not, you know, and then going ahead and letting us know, hey, I need to dispute X, Y, and Z. You know, you could even just send an email and we get that information over, you know? It's not like you have to make a call every time once you get it where you want it, with the sweet spot. Have them, during your call tomorrow too, have them review all the keywords, make sure there's been no updates with keywords or changes, make sure you're showing up for what it is you want to show up for, because, you know, it's like if you made a change within the company, we don't know that. You got to let us know, you know. So it's just good to have a diagnostic check is what I call it. every couple of months, you know, just to make sure everything's running exactly as it should be. It is your money. After all, you're working real hard for that money, you know?
Definitely. I agree. So I agree. And I will definitely start doing that. I appreciate you for your time, Ms. Amy. You're awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing from you next month.
And
definitely send me that request, okay?
All right. Absolutely. I look forward to talking with you soon, okay? Thank you for your time. All right, hon.
Bye-bye.